Now, over the last few months, we've been taking a look at the lives of inspirational Western Australians, and today's feature is Rhiannon Clark. And Rhiannon, who has cerebral palsy, has won a silver medal in the T38 100-metre sprint at the 2018 Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast at just 15 years of age. And Rhiannon shared her story with the ABC's Akash Fotodar, who started by asking her about her condition.
So I have cerebral palsy. It affects my daily life just by doing simple things because I have tighter and weaker muscles than an average person. I just find a few things, daily tasks, a bit harder than other people, and I find a few things in my sport a bit harder.
And how did your journey as an athlete begin?
I started athletics when I was 12. I went to a Paracom Tri Day, and as soon as I heard the word Paralympics, I was hooked into the sport and I enjoyed it from the first day.
So what inspired you to get into sprinting, and was there anyone in particular you looked up to?
I looked up to a few able bodies who were like famous in social media and stuff, and I just saw how they could achieve stuff. And I also saw a few para athletes who were achieving stuff at such a young age, and that just made me want to achieve it. It made me want to achieve something great.
And when did you first realise that you were good at sprinting?
I first realised when I was at the age of 14, when I'd got the qualifier for the Commonwealth Games. I just thought I was just doing athletics for fun, and then I got the qualifier and I thought, this is getting serious, and now I'm going to actually have to put the work in to actually achieve something.
And you compete in the 100-metre sprint. Is that the event you started off with?
Yeah, I started off just trying out some events. I started off with 100, 200 and 400. I also did long jump as well. But once I found out about the Commonwealth Games, I focused on the 100, and then I stuck to that for that year.
And what was it about the 100-metre sprint that, you know, stood out to you as the event you wanted to do?
100 metres is the shortest race, which is the easiest for me, and I just like it because you start off with a bang and you keep that for the whole race, and it's a fast race.
When did you break your first national record?
I broke it when I was just 13, I'm pretty sure. I broke it in the actual 400 metres, not the 100. And I just got it the first time I'd run it. So that was a junior record. And every time I compete, I break new records.
And how did that feel, you know, progressing through the sport so quickly?
It felt good, but it was also very scary just having to go into a sport very fast and having to do big competitions when I was so young and not really knowing all about the sport when I had first started, how big it was actually going to be for me.
So how did you find that, I guess, fast-track learning curve, as you sort of explained, you know, not really knowing what you were getting into? What was that like, being so quickly developing into this sport?
It was quite hard. I didn't really, think about, going to the Commonwealth Games at such a young age. I didn't really think about the Paralympics for such when I'm in a few years' time. So I just, I was taking it day by day, but I really started to take it way more seriously when I found about the Commonwealth Games.
My guest today is Rhiannon Clark, winner of a silver medal at the 2018 Commonwealth Games in the T38 100-metre sprint. And we've been discussing her life and young career. Now, you mentioned the Commonwealth Games there. You were just 15 when you were named as part of the Commonwealth Games team. Explain to us what that felt like. How did you find out that you were in the team?
So I got a phone call the morning after I'd finished the Nationals, which was the trials for the Commonwealth Games, and I was very nervous the night before whether I'd get in or not. And as soon as I got that call, I was so happy, and I got to go try on the team uniform that day, and that was a great day because I actually got to try on the green and gold, and that was amazing.
And what was your reaction like when you get that phone call saying you're going to be representing your country at a home Commonwealth Games?
I had a smile on my face and I couldn't wipe it off for the rest of the day. I was just so overwhelmed with joy.
And how did your friends and family handle it?
My friends and family, they were so excited for me. They were happy that they knew someone famous. Well, I was going to be famous, and they were just very excited.
And what was the experience of the actual games like, competing in front of a home Australian crowd?
It was so amazing. The crowd was screaming for me. All I could hear was Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. And it was just amazing having a home crowd because everyone was behind you.
Was it strange, or how did it feel being such a young member of the team? Not many 15-year-olds get to compete at a Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, it was really strange being so young. Everyone would stare at me in the village being like, oh, what's she doing here? She's such a young child. But I just took it and I just had the experience. I was there to get the experience and I ended up coming away with a medal at such a young age. It was such a great experience to even get a medal.
Were you the youngest competitor there?
I was the youngest in my race. I was one of the youngest on the Aussie teams, but I was the youngest to get a medal.
Now, winning a silver medal at 15, as you said, you went there for the experience and you come away with a silver medal, and that's really impressive. So explain to us, you know, most people listening here are never going to get to compete in the Commonwealth Games or an Olympics. What does it feel like to be standing there on the podium with a silver medal around your neck?
I had goosebumps when I was standing on the podium. I just felt overwhelmed with joy that I actually had done something for my country and I'd represented them with pride, and it was the most best experience ever.
And how have things been for you since then? You're still at school, so what's it like being a Commonwealth Games silver medalist when you turn up to high school every day?
Yeah, some people are still shocked that I actually went to the Commonwealth Games. I'm a bit famous around school, but I still try to like manage school and stuff and my school life with my athletics career.
And how do you find that balance between your athletics training and studying at school?
So I do have a set program for athletics, but in my spare time I do my homework and I try to fit in as much homework and schoolwork at home as I can.
What does the future hold for you? Are you hoping to go to university?
Yeah, hopefully after I finish school I want to go to university and study part-time so I can keep up my athletics, and then hopefully I can get further in my athletics as well as my learning.
So what's next in the athletics journey for you?
This year in November I have World Championships in Dubai. I already have qualified for the 200 and 400 and hoping to get a qualifier for the 100. And after Dubai I want to aim to go to Tokyo 2020 Paralympics.
And what are the goals you set along the way there in terms of personal bests or times?
Yeah, I want to try get into the 12 seconds for my 100 metres, and I want to try keep on improving in my 200 and my 400.
How would you sum up your experience so far? You know, it's been such a short period of time from when you started off in sprinting to being a silver medalist at the Commonwealth Games and now looking ahead to the Olympics. When you look back on that short journey so far, how does that make you feel? What do you think?
Well, I felt very rushed into sport, but I feel proud of myself. I feel proud of what I've achieved in such a short amount of time, and I'm still very young. I've still got a long future ahead of me, and I've got a lot more opportunities to perform well.
Rhiannon, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Rhiannon Clark there, speaking with the ABC's Akash Fotodar.